Good morning. Our question today is, when it comes to placing items, Sfarim, etc., on top of other Sfarim. So we've been talking a lot about the placement of Judaica and Judaica, for example. We've talked about Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim on top of each other, and we've talked about Gemaras and the Mishnah, Rishonim, Achronim, and the like. All of those are Sifrei Kodesh. All of those are Judaica. All of those have a level of Kedusha. And we were talking about just which has priority to go on top of the other and which should not go on top of the other. And today we're going to branch out and talk about other items. Is it permitted to put various types of items on top of your Sfarim? So you have your Gemara there and you run in and you need to take your wallet out of your pocket or your cell phone, whatever it may be. Is it permitted to put it on top of a Sefer? So we're going to start with the Tshuvas Olas Yitzchak, who brings from the Sefer Chassidim HaChadash. The Sefer Chassidim HaChadash is talking about showing proper respect, dignity to Sfarim. And he says 2 points. One is not so much on point with us. It's not so much our issue, but we'll mention it anyway. And then his second point is, what is our topic? So the first one goes as follows. You have to be careful when you have these Sfarim. That is not a storage bin for you. So for example, if you have a piece of paper, you want to keep it straight. If you want to keep it protected, your Gemara, your Sefer, is not the place to put it in. It is not a storage bin to put your various other things, to put your, take your notes, unless it's on the Gemara. But if you have any item you're trying to protect that you want to not lose or whatever it may be, it doesn't matter. The Gemara, the Sefer, is not the place to put it. That is a disgrace to the Sefer. So that's not exactly on point, but what is on point is, he says, he quotes Chazal, this is all the Sefer Chassidim HaChadash, he quotes the Chazal that says, "L'haniach nevim al gabe chumashim," the Gemara that we talked about, that you can't put nevim, you can't put ksuvim on top of a chumash, because that's not covered for the chumash. There's a whole priority level of what is put on what. Kol shegein, certainly if you can't put a navi on top of a chumash, because they both have tremendous kedusha. No, we're looking at gradations of Kedusha, and the Navi is lower than the Chumash. Kol Shekein, certainly, you cannot put a knife, or an Evan, a stone, or Shum Davarach, or anything else, on a Sefer, Imlo Letzorach Gadol, on a Sefer, unless there's a real urgent need, or unless there's a really serious need. The Sefer is not the place to put any of these objects on top of. So he says a knife, and a stone, and then the catch-all phrase, shum davar ala sefer, anything on the sefer should not be placed there. So similarly, says the Tshuvas Olas Yitzchak, would be glasses. Putting somebody's glasses, somebody gets tired when they're learning, wants to take a break, wants to look up, take the glasses off, put it on the side of the sefer, don't put it on the sefer. Then he goes as far as to say, v'yeshla oriram al kavaratar, you have to tell these people that your glasses on your Sefer, that's not covered for the Sefer that you are using. So that is the Tshuvas Olas Yitzchak, quoting the Sefer Chassidim HaChadash, not putting items on top of our Sfarim. Certainly it is disgraceful to the Sefer. And the Sefer Kedushas Beis HaKnesset, it's actually a long title for a book. It's not just that. This is the official title. Kedushas Beis HaKnesset Ubeis HaMedrash Shmiras Kavod HaSfarim. That is a title for a book. That's quite a title. So he says there that it's prohibited to put Sifrei Limud Echot, to put secular books, to put a magazine, to put a newspaper, etc., on top of our Sifrei Kodesh. That is not the place to put them. And he continues, V'chein shelo yanichu Sifrei Limud Echot, you also don't put secular works, secular books, on top of a Sefer Kodesh. O Kalmar, don't put your pencil case. Even if you're using it, the pencil case is not to put to be put on top of our Sfarim, not to be put on top of a Chazon Ish, a Mishnah Berurah, or a Chashochan, or a Rishon, a Mishnah. Don't put the pencil case there, or a Machberet as well. None of those should be placed on a Sifrei Kodesh. That would be disgraceful to put any of those. Your binder, your pot of caper, etc. That is not the place to put an item like that. Now, one interesting question, and we're not going to have an answer to this. You said all of these items, all these items that are just not on the level of Kedusha, they don't have intrinsic Kedusha, don't put it on our Sfarim. We can't even put Sfarim on Sfarim. If we have gradations of Sfarim, we're not allowed to put a Nevi'im and Ksuvim on top of a Chumash. We can't put a Gemara, a Mishnah on top of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and all of these have Kedusha, so certainly none of these items should be put on top of any Sifrei Kodesh. How about an item that you are using for your learning? An example would be, I oftentimes learn with a pencil and a ruler, and I underline in the sefer. So it could be, I'm just saying this as a possibility, not that I saw this written inside, but it could be that this is not disgraceful to the Sfarim. You're using it for your learning. It's a utensil of your learning. You're writing in your Chumash, in your Gemara, you're underlining with it. It could be that that is not going to be viewed as a disgrace to the Sefer. In fact, it's being used for the Sefer. It's part of your learning. And it could be that it's not problematic. On the other hand, it could be that it would be preferable to put it on the side of the sefer. So we're going to leave that as an open question. Have a wonderful day.